What does the client have to lose? It's Coop, this is Help Best, and today I'm talking about a really interesting tool that we can use to get people to take action if they're kind of yellow and turn them into greens. And I'm talking about negative motivation. Why is it so hard to motivate some gym owners to do the work? Even when they know the benefits, they stall. But here's a secret. Humans fear loss more than they desire gain. So instead of asking, what will they gain by doing this work? Maybe the better question is, what do they have to lose if they don't? I was talking to Brian this morning about a gym owner who is really interested in keeping their coaches around, but they won't do any of the work unless they're actually on a call and doing the work with Brian. And so we talked about using negative motivation, asking the owner, what will happen if you can't help your coaches make more money? Instead of just the opportunity, positive motivation of saying, if you do this, your coaches will make more money. Negative motivation focuses on highlighting the consequences of inaction rather than the rewards of action. Research shows that people are more likely to act when they feel they're avoiding a loss rather than achieving a gain. It's a psychological bias that's hardwired into us. As mentors, we see what our clients have to gain. We see what will happen if they make better systems, or what will happen to their life if they make some more revenue, or how their life will get so much easier if their staff is happier. But for many gym owners, the potential isn't enough to drive action. That's because the fear of losing something they already have, like stability or their reputation or even their business, feels more immediate and urgent. So here are some specific questions and phrasing that we can use with clients. So first, frame the loss. Instead of saying to the client, like, do you understand the value of doing this exercise? You could say, what will happen if you don't take action? How will this affect your gym, your staff, or your clients 6 months from now? And you want to get really specific. So here's some examples. What do you think will happen to your staff if you don't raise rates? Can you afford to lose your best coach because they're underpaid? Here's another example. If you keep doing what you're doing now, where will your gym be in a year? Do you think that will be sustainable for you? And a third example. If you don't improve your service, what will happen to your clients' results? How long do you think they'll stick around if they're getting an inconsistent experience at 7 a.m.? Now, after you've asked these questions, you can follow up with a visualization. So you can encourage the client to visualize the worst case scenario. Now, this isn't to scare them, but it's to make the consequences of inaction feel real. And frankly, maybe it is to scare them a little bit. When I get scared, I get really damn motivated. And sometimes it's that fear of missing a deadline or fear of losing somebody or fear of a negative consequence that finally forces me into action. Because let's face it, I got a lot of other stuff I can do, just like your gym owner clients. So here are some illustrations to reinforce this concept. First, let's say the client is really hesitant to raise rates. Your approach could be, what happens if you lose your best coach because they can't make ends meet on what you pay them? How much harder will your job get when you have to coach all their classes, find a replacement, and train them? The impact here is to highlight the time, the stress, and financial burden of losing key staff because they're not willing to do the hard things that are necessary to keep the staff. Here's another scenario, and this one is business sustainability. Even though their gym is in trouble, they're at risk of losing it, they resist making system improvements or changing their marketing approach. Your approach as a mentor could be, what do you think will happen if you keep doing things the way that you're doing them right now? What's the likelihood your gym will still be profitable in a year or even around in a year if you don't adapt? And the impact we're trying to have here is showing the risk of plateauing or falling behind their competitors. And a third scenario is the client experience. So let's say, for example, that the gym owner resists investing in service improvements like client follow-ups, hiring a CSM, or a better software or website. Our approach could be, if you don't improve your service, what will happen to potential clients? Will they leave and go somewhere else that has an inferior service? Will they leave because they feel neglected or they're not seeing results? Will they leave because they don't really know what to expect and so they're going to try and figure it out on their own? And the impact that we're trying to have here is to tie the consequences to revenue loss or the gym's reputation, which is really what a lot of people care about most. So we want to just to reiterate this core idea. If your client isn't motivated by the potential for gain, try flipping the script. Help them see what they stand to lose if they don't act. Fear is a really powerful motivator when used responsibly, and you can use it for the power of good instead of evil, which is, you know, what's happening in their own mind right now. In your next call, pick one of these scenarios and use the phrasing that I discussed earlier. Push your client, gently but firmly, to confront the real cost of inaction. Sometimes the right question is all it takes to get them going. We're not here to scare clients. We're here to inspire action. And if helping them avoid loss is what it takes to build a better business and life, then let's do it.